It's the ultimate basketball job. I mean, if you love it and you live it every day. I mean, it's 365 days a year. We talk about with our staff that, every day is a game day here. You have to be because we have an obligation to give the best, the best on-court delivery, the best teaching, whether it's a camper who comes here for a week or whether it's, one of our full-time students who's here for 1, 2, 3, 4 years. We have a lot of pressure. We take it seriously. And again, I think that's allowed us to be successful here. And that's what the academy model that you're talking about. I mean, we strive for excellence. I mean, we strive for excellence, and that's what the message is down from the top. And we want to develop young men and women to be the best that they can be.
Hey, welcome to another Coaching You podcast with the coach, Brendan Sir. I'll tell you what, this is going to be one of the most interesting. If you're a basketball coach anywhere in the world, you're going to find this to be one of the most interesting podcasts you're going to listen to this year. We did a really extensive deep dive into IMG Academy, the best academy to develop student athletes, I feel, in the world. 9 different sports right now, going to expand to 11 or 12, located in Bradenton, Florida. It is sports specifically, if a basketball, football player, volleyball, you want to go and get the best coaching, the best training, but most importantly now for young people, the best facilities in the world. I went down there with Zach Kendrick and BJ Armstrong, a dear friend, a couple of weeks ago, and we saw a tournament down there called the Sunshine Prep Showcase with the 3 NBA academies, and wanted to see for myself what it was like. So 8 teams total. And I'm going to say I've seen almost everything in basketball. This is the most impressive thing I've ever seen. The most impressive facilities I've ever seen. The whole layout, if you're a young person, boy or girl, that wants to get great coaching, be in a great environment, great academics, incredible dormitories. I would move into one and live there full time. Tremendous food, the whole package. This is where you go. And I just felt that I'd never seen anything like this. The Brian Nash, who is the head of basketball there, is a tremendous college coach for years. His technical director of basketball, Kevin Sutton, one of the best coaches at the high school and then collegiate level, is out there, assembling their 19 basketball teams and leading their instruction of what the kids are taught. And it goes from seventh grade through postgraduate. I think you'll find when we talk to Brian, you'll see how I was literally sitting there with my mouth open as I was doing this podcast with him. And I've interviewed the best people in the world of basketball. And I'm telling you, I am so excited about IMG Academy and their future that it's a must see. And if you're a really good player and you really want to develop, this is if you have the opportunity as a great player or someone that really wants to go to a great college, this is where you want to go. So I think you're going to sit back and enjoy this and really learn. And IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida, go to their website, and I think you'll find out there are actually 2 or 3 articles written since the podcast of how it is the number one place in the world for young people to go to if they're lucky enough to have that opportunity. Almost 1,500 students are there in these sports. So I think you're really going to find it to be outstanding. So after this time out with our partners, come back and listen to Brian Nash, IMG Academy, head of basketball. We're thrilled to have our longtime partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball on board as sponsors of the Coaching You podcast. Dr. Dish machines are undoubtedly the most user-friendly and advanced machines in the world of basketball today. Dr. Dish has completely revolutionized and reimagined the shooting machine to provide the best solution on the market. Join top programs around the world like Duke, North Carolina, Florida, and countless others and upgrade your shooting machine to Dr. Dish. Dr. Dish machines are the best way to increase purposeful reps in your program to get players better, faster, while tracking progress along the way. Dr. Dish provides so much more than just your standard shooting machines with custom training, pro trainers, and coaches on demand, real-time and detailed analytics, and top-of-the-line drills and workouts. If you're looking to take your program to the next level, look no further than Dr. Dish for the best basketball training machine in the world. If you have an old machine that's just collecting dust in your gym, did you know that you can trade that in to Dr. Dish for up to $1,500 off and get a new dish? Make sure to give our friends at Dr. Dish a follow at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter and Instagram for great daily drills, workouts, tips, and inspiration. Or contact us at drdishbasketball.com. Don't forget to mention Coaching You or our podcast for $300 off your purchase. Coaches, are you looking to take your game preparation to the next level? Then Fast Model Sports is the perfect coaching software for you. With FastDraw, build an organized library of plays and drills and create professional playbooks to share with your players and staff. You can also download over 9,500 free plays and drills from our playbank directly to your FastDraw account. Looking for a better way to build your scouting reports and want to include video? With FastScout, build custom scouting report templates to prepare your team best for each individual opponent. Plus, did you know with the latest updates from Fast Model Sports, you can now include video with your FastScout reports and share with your coaches and staff all within the FastScout mobile app. The combination of FastDraw and FastScout is by far the best way for you and your coaches to create winning game strategies and effectively communicate them to your team. Over 10,000 high school and youth coaches trust Fast Model Sports products to help their teams reach their goals. To order, go to fastmodelsports.com. Use code COACHINGU15 to get 15% off any FastDraw or FastScout products. Remember, go to fastmodelsports.com. Use code COACHINGU15 to get 15% off any FastDraw and FastScout products. Hey, welcome to another Coaching You podcast with the coach, Brendan Sir, and today our incredible guest, Brian Nash, the director of basketball at IMG Academy in beautiful Bradenton, Florida. Brian, good morning, and how are you, my friend?
I'm great, Brendan. Excited to be here with you and get this opportunity to talk with you. Things are a little chilly this morning. You know, you see those 65-degree temperatures come out in Florida, and everybody breaks out hats and winter jackets and gloves. So I know you know the deal.
Yes, very well. And, you know, I moved to Florida, and we talked about this yesterday. I moved to Florida in 97 to coach the Magic. And, you know, we have both said, boy, what an incredible place to live. I went to IMG when it was first starting, when it was converting from Tennis Academy. And it was just starting to go into development. When you came there 7 years ago, well, first, we have almost 200 countries, you know, listening. People in the U.S. might know a lot about it, but why don't you best describe what IMG Academy is? That might be best. Good starting point.
Yeah, I think it's everybody knows of the brand, and it's got a little bit of kind of the Wizard of Oz, like what's behind the curtain, because, you know, people have not had access to it, but you know, we're a private boarding school that's got a very holistic approach to the way we develop our young men and women. Right now, we've got 9 sports on campus. We've got about 1,400 student athletes. The unique thing about IMG is that everybody plays a sport here. You know, we don't have just your regular students. So everybody's kind of got that same DNA, that same drive, and that same focus to be the best versions of themselves and to be the best that they can become while they're here. And then obviously to, you know, to move on to college or the pros, you know, within their time here. And, you know, the holistic approach that I talked about, I mean, we're unique from the side where, you know, people are just used to, okay, strength and conditioning, lifting, and the basketball component. But we really dive in heavy with the mental conditioning side of it, the leadership side, our nutritionists that we have. And then the sports science side, too. We've really invested a lot into that over the course of the last 5 years just because of load management. And, you know, our kids train for 9 months. So, you know, we have to be really conscious of that whole load management piece and not overtraining and making sure that we're not doing any long-term damage. So I think that's kind of the nutshell. You know, we have a great academic program here as well, too. I think people sometimes would refer to us as a jock school. And, you know, again, we've invested so much into our academic side where, you know, we're just as good as any other high level boarding school. And, you know, we've got kids going to Ivy League schools year after year and super competitive on that side.
When you came there 7 years ago, after being exclusively pretty much a college coach for your career, what attracted you to IMG first? As a really, you know, a high level D1 coach, what was the interest other than Florida, you know, which is for any of us up in the Northeast, you know, especially in the winter months, if you're applying for a job, it's a hell of a thing. But what attracted you to IMG?
Yeah. So I think, you know, like you said, I was very fortunate to be in college for 25 years, was, you know, worked for some great schools, great universities, learned a lot as an assistant, was fortunate enough to be a head coach. And, you know, I think in your coaching careers, as time goes on, you got to start thinking about long-term and, you know, where am I going to be in 3, 5 years, 10 years? You know, you start to put plans together for yourself and what you want your career and your journey to be. And, you know, I thought that, hey, the administrative side was something where I knew I could, you know, I could find a home a little bit more for maybe something that's a little bit long-term. I mean, the coaching world, as we all know, is very volatile and there's a lot of pressure and, you know, depends on how many games you win, depends on who your AD is, all those things that happen. Sure. And, you know, and the other piece was, I think, just wanting to deal with younger student athletes and being able to mentor them and grow them and give them the right tools to get to college because, you know, I always use the analogy with the college players that we coach. You know, we really couldn't mold them. We could discipline them and we could get them into to do some things that we wanted to. But I think the young men and women that we deal with here, we really have a chance to equip them with the right tools to be successful in college and be mentors.
You know, we often say that as with John Maxwell back in August, and he said to a small group of us, he said, the most impactful people in the world, it's not me, meaning him. He said, it's a teacher, but in most cases, it's a coach that can impact a young person. And it's such a humbling thing. And I know you and I take that to heart. So you're a guy with incredible experience. You have 19 teams there of boys and girls. How do you, and you have approximately 40 coaches, how do you know, you have a very tested philosophy of how to coach. How do you impart your philosophy? How do you impart that? And I'm not talking about what offenses and defenses as much as there's a big deal philosophy of how to coach with kids on your coaches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we've structured things here. I mean, people associate IMG always with our high level teams or our best athletes. But we have a system where, you know, we're tiered. I mean, we have players that haven't been playing as long and are a little bit more developmental, and we have to, you know, we've got to spend more time on skill development, more time on, you know, teaching the basics of the game to get them to a confident level to compete. But we've built out philosophies with play to win, play to compete, and play to develop within our team structures. And that's how we choose our teams. That's how we kind of put kids in what we think are the best developmental positions. And then, you you know, to your point about the coaches, the most important thing with our coaches is that they understand the philosophy of the team that they're coaching.
Yes.
Because, you know, at the times that we do have maybe, I don't want to say conflicts, but if there's a conflict in the coach understanding the philosophy of the team that he's coaching, that's usually when we have some issues with, okay, hey, complaints from parents on, hey, I'm not playing enough minutes, or, you know, I'm not getting the recruitment that I need, or I don't have enough game film. So it's become super important for us just for, you know, the understanding of the philosophy of the teams. And I think if, you know, we spend a lot of time on that with the coaches, and then the kids understand where they are, the parents understand where they are. And again, because at the end of the day, it's all about the developmental piece.
How would you describe your role within the whole? And I said to you yesterday, I think it's the biggest, might be as big a basketball program as there is in the, that I know of in the U.S. for sure. The entire infrastructure. How do you describe your role of that? Almost like an orchestra conductor, as I was thinking after we hung up yesterday. You know, you got these phenomenal musicians and everything, but you know, someone's got to lead them. But how do you describe your own role?
Yeah, I remember when I first got here. I mean, I had recruited here forever, but did not know all the dynamics of the academy and just, you know, the business side of it. And, you know, it was a lot of learning in the first year. So the way that I would describe, I'm kind of like a GM. I oversee everything. I'm in charge of the experience of our young men and women, our families. I'm in charge of our staff development. I'm in charge of the business side of it, and you know, the obligations that I have to the academy on that side. I have to structure teams and build them out throughout our recruiting process with, you know, all 19 teams, and make sure that we have size for this team and size for that team. And you know, again, so it's a really, it's probably one of the most unique roles, honestly, within sport. I mean, athletic directors have, you know, they have a little bit more defined roles, and they have staff that are underneath them that take on certain roles, and they do a lot of fundraising. But our directors in all of our sports have probably some of the most unique jobs in sport.
Yeah, I think that's a phenomenal way to describe it as a GM. And I think that's really appropriate. Talk about what is a typical day for you at the academy, because it's not like come in, go to classes, then at 3 o'clock we're going to have, you know, your practice like you would in a normal quote unquote high school. You know, it's because there's such an emphasis on different things. Schedules can be built around it, per se, academically and stuff. So if you could describe that, and then coordinating that with 19 teams, but for yourself, so we're
like a college prep. We follow the model of like what it's like in college. So we have AM school and PM school. So I have half of my program that'll go to school in the morning from about 7:30 up until about 11:50.
Okay.
They'll then have lunch, change up, and then they'll come and then they'll do their sport component for, you know, 4 hours in the afternoon. And then it flips. Then I have a bunch of my student athletes that train in the morning from 7:30 to 11:50, and then they go to class from, you know, 1:30 up until 5:30. We're on a block scheduling, and we have A and B days with our classes, and our kids only take core classes outside of, you know, the requirements that they need for a Florida diploma. So they do get into what it's like in college. You know, you have 70-minute classes, they're longer classes, you're not taking all those electives that you would at a normal day at a normal school. And their days are long. I mean, they, you know, when you think about it, you're starting at 7 o'clock in the morning or 6:30 if you're doing what you should be, getting up and fueling yourself and having breakfast. And then, you know, you're done by 6-7 o'clock. I mean, that's a long day and it's a long demand. But, you know, the kids ultimately, they learn time management. They learn how to be efficient with their time. And again, I think that's why our kids are, you know, when they get to college, we always hear that they're more prepared than most other kids. And a lot of it is because of the schedule every day.
You made a really unique hire this summer that I thought was really telling me of who you were and what your program was when you hired a very elite coach in Kevin Sutton, who you've known for years. and talk about why Kevin Sutton and his role there, which I think is outstanding.
All right. Yeah, Kevin, known and loved Kevin for a long time. And, you know, to the old adage, if at first you don't succeed, try and try and try again. I mean, I had tried to hire Kevin multiple times, but kind of, you know, the stars just didn't align at that time. And, you know, I've really admired Kevin from afar and what he's done and what he's built in the high school space and what he does from the leadership side and what he does from a professional development side. So, you know, as I looked at our staff and what we needed, Kevin was kind of the perfect fit to come in as a technical director to, you know, develop our coaches, oversee what we do on the court from, you know, the basketball perspective. I got a great staff. I mean, I have Mike Gillian on my staff also, who's a former Division I head coach. Dan Bardo's been here from a player development standpoint back when Joe Abunasar was here, like we were talking about yesterday. You know, it's just we have a great staff that all believe in mentoring, growing, and they're here for the right reasons, Brendan. I mean, the people see the IMG brand and all those things and they want to work here, but there really truly is a right fit for the people that we hire here, because they have to, you know, they have to match with what our vision is and what our philosophies are. And you know, to your point, Kevin's been a home run. He's just brought a different energy, and he's even brought on, you know, it's been a shot of adrenaline to me too. And he's inspired me. He's challenged me, and you know, he's made me better.
Yeah, all good assistant coaches, we make suggestions, as you know, to our head coach, and then they either say yes or no, and you know what. And you just keep making good suggestions. But he's an elite coach, and I thought that was an incredible hire. When you, you know, the competition that you guys play and having won a national championship, the Geico championship years ago, and, you know, now when you got there 7 years ago, you were Mount Verde, Oak Hill, and stuff like that. And now we have Prolific Prep and all these other pop-ups across the world, you know, Lalamir and them, but now you are right there with all of them and doing it with so many programs. It's got to be incredibly humbling and satisfying at the same time.
Yeah, it's, I mean, we had a vision for it. I mean, when I first got here, we were kind of a brand, and, you know, I wondered why we weren't going to be one of the best teams in the country every year. I mean, we have the facilities, we have the resources, and, you know, I think just having the right plan and then the right people. And, you know, we hired a really good coach in Sean McAloon, who, you know, one of the biggest things with him was he was a high school coach. I mean, I think our most successful coaches here are coaches that do kind of have a strong high school background, and, you know, they don't have one foot out the door, and they're not trying, oh, I'm going to have one really good winning season and then I'm going to try to parlay it into a college job.
Right.
I mean, we have staff that we want to develop and we want to move them on. But, you know, with some of our marquee national teams, it's super important to have somebody that's invested and is going to be here for a long time to build a program. And, and Sean's done a great job with that.
Hey, if you go back on your website, when you got there and the growth of the facilities and everything and the school, the size of the enrollment and everything, it's kind of walked hand in hand. And even to the point where the huge company Endeavor bought them. And then this summer you got acquired again. Talk about basically that, you know, from a broad term, and the future of IMG Academy, how incredibly bright it is.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate to have, you know, great ownership and great leadership, more importantly. You know, Tim Pernetti is the and Brent Richard right now are in our leadership roles at the Academy, and you know, they give us everything that we need to be successful. You know, we do have great facilities. We've been able to build a brand new tennis and basketball facility. That's a $27 million facility that, you know, that not too many places have. I mean, we have 8 courts that we have access to each day. Our kids have unlimited access to courts, to training equipment, to coaches. You know, and like you said, we've grown. I mean, when I got here, we had 7 teams, and, Now we're at 19. Our camp businesses have continued to grow. And, you know, we do a lot with we had done a lot more with pre-draft. Pre-draft training. We had a few like Jairus Walker and Anthony Black were in here for a little bit this summer with some of their pre-draft training. You know, Jairus being one of our alumnus, it was great to have him back. But, you know, it's the ultimate basketball job. I mean, if you love it and you live it every day. I mean, it's 365 days a year. We talk about with our staff that, you know, every day is a game day here. You have to be because we have an obligation to give the best, you know, the best on-court delivery, the best teaching, whether it's a camper who comes here for a week or whether it's, you know, one of our full-time students who's here for 1, 2, 3, 4 years. You know, we have a lot of pressure. We take it seriously. And, again, I think that's allowed us to be successful here. And that's what the academy model that you're talking about. I mean, we strive for excellence. I mean, we strive for excellence, and that's what the message is down from the top. And, you know, we want to develop young men and women to be the best that they can be.
Yeah, for people that don't know, talk about Tim Pernetti. I mean, he's a world-class college administrator. You know, for the IMG to get him, I think, is a phenomenal coup, you know, for them. I mean, just incredible hire.
Yeah, hands down. I mean, Tim is, you know, Tim's been in the space in a lot of different areas back to his, you know, back to his original days when he started in, you know, the TV, you know, the network industry, and yep. He's been in the marketing side of it, and then ultimately, you know, becoming the AD at Rutgers, and the incredible job that he did with them, getting them into the Big Ten, you know, which is huge for, you know, you're obviously on the financial side for those schools, but you know, he's been great here. Just, I mean, Tim kind of, the best thing I love about Tim is Tim brings like a no nonsense philosophy to everything. I mean, he's very caring, but you know what, Tim allows you to do your job. He gives you the resources to do it, and you know, he's got a great vision for what this place is in regards to. Oh, my light went off for a second. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I thought God was calling us.
But no, he provides great leadership, and again, his experiences, I learn a lot from him all the time. And,
Brian, when as a college coach, you know, and in your climb through different schools, a lot of influences and stuff like that, all of us in the profession have gotten really great advice. And I someone asked me this recently on a podcast, and it really threw me for a loop, so I'm not trying to do that. What's the best coaching advice you were ever given? Has there anything been?
100%. So my first Division I job was at St. Bonaventure University. I worked for Jim Barron. I was a restricted earnings coach, which if we all remember those times, I mean, $12,500, whether you worked at Duke or whether you worked at Cornell, that third assistant made the same. But Jim was probably the best head coach that I could have worked for in my first job because he cared about preparing you for everything. He prepared you for being a coach, prepared for you for dealing with alumni, prepared for parent issues, anything that may come along. And, you know, Jim's thing was, hey, think like a head coach, act like an assistant. So, I mean, that's resonated with me always because it allows you to think at a higher level, but yet it allows you to understand that, hey, you got to work hard, you got to grind, you got to do all those things. And you know, don't forget that the process is there, you know, because once you do become a head coach, you can't forget those things.
You know, it's funny when people give you those gems, nuggets, you know, most times you didn't even probably write it down, but it's embedded in your brain. And I had the same thing going when I was 27, 28, and I was leaving Fairfield University after 5 years. And I went to the Atlanta Hawks, and I'm in my first practice with my high school coaches, UB Brown, and Mike Fratello's the other assistant, and I'm the other one. I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know a damn thing about the NBA. I am scared to death, and this is summer league practice. And I think UB could look over at me and see I was petrified. And he walks over to me, and you know, everyone knows UB's voice, 90 years old, God bless my friend and mentor. he's still broadcasting on ESPN. And he walks over to me and he says, "Hey, don't try to be me. Just be yourself. It's good enough." Yeah. And all of a sudden I was like, okay. Because I knew I couldn't be him. And that's probably why I was so fearful. And I think that's the authenticity that young people don't try to be Rick Pitino, who has such a unique style, or Coach K, or someone. Just be yourself, and hopefully it's good enough for you and stuff like that. What are the biggest things that what's the youngest players that you have in your basketball program? I wanted to ask you that.
Our middle school program is where we start. So we have 6th, 7th, and 8th graders in our middle school program, and then we go all the way up to post-grads.
So back in the start of the school year, if I'm not mistaken, because all of your 10 or 12 of your coaches came to our Florida FABC clinic, and one of them said to me, "September is the month of tryouts. Whereas, you know, in colleges, you know, we might let walk-ons try on for one day, right? You know, take a look, out of here. High school, 1 or 2 days, out of here. But you keep the kids there almost a month. Is that correct?
So a three-week, we've stayed with a three-week camp. Yeah, we have like a week of acclimation where we let the kids, you know, there's a bunch of orientations on campus. We let them get acclimated to schedule. And then we go into a 3-week training camp because it's super important. I mean, when you have multiple teams at each age level, we have to get it right. We've got to build out the teams correctly, and more importantly, we got to put each young man or woman in the best place for their development. And you know, we have to have a lot of conversations about that with the kids and the families. And again, I think if we get the teams right, it makes for, the seasons are good. The teams develop. We've got great coaches that understand the philosophies of those. And, the training camp for us starts the evaluation process, too, because we do individual development plans for each of the kids.
Wow.
And that's basically the start of the baseline. You know, we find out what strengths and weaknesses are. We do weekly evaluations on the kids from all of our coaches. We gather the information, and then, because we will have we do quarterly reports for our kids. So, it, like I said, it gives us a really good baseline on what we want to work with for the next 9 months.
So it's not as much that you're cutting players as evaluating them to put them on the proper teams?
Correct. Yeah, everybody makes a team here. When you enroll in our basketball academy, you're on a team. Yep.
Kind of like going to 5-star camp and they're just deciding what league you're going into, right? Yeah, you know,
right. And the draft's a little bit different than those drafts.
Those drafts, as a coach there, you know what I'm talking about, how those drafts were. Yeah, but that is fabulous. I've never heard that, and I love the evaluation for the kids as they're going on, just like we have in school. Why wouldn't you give a kid a report card? The biggest problems I think in coaching arise when there's no communication. I'm just not playing much. You know, why aren't you playing, son? I don't know. The coach doesn't talk to me. He doesn't tell me, et cetera. I think that's a brilliant idea on your part by doing that. What's, as they say at Nike, even though you're an Under Armour school, so this is a Phil Knight quote, not a Nike quote. Phil Knight says every time they do something extraordinary, product development, he says to his people, "What's next?" Don't like pat yourselves in the back and hurt yourselves. What's next to his team? And so what's next at IMG? What are we trying to do? Expansion, outward, more academies, or, things like that. Or, I just curious, because there's always for elite performers, a what next, I think.
Yeah, 100%. So I think we're at a point with our growth where, we're not going to get too much bigger because we really, we can't get bigger. So now, to your point, it's how do we fine tune what we're doing? I think you evaluate your program always at the end of the year, and you look at your strengths and your weaknesses, and you say, hey, because the thing that we deal with a lot, too, like we have kids that come here for multiple years. I mean, we have some kids that are in the program now 4, 5, 6 years. So you've got to make sure that you're staying fresh with your teaching, fresh with your methodologies, fresh with how we do our strength and conditioning components, you know, how we change our mental leadership and nutrition component, how we teach that stuff. And then again, the expectations that we have on our coaches, you know, we change things from year to year on things that we've learned. And, you know, again, I'm excited about that part that we can kind of really find, because we've grown so much over the course of the last 5, 6 years. I think now we're at the point where, all right, hey, you know, with the point we talked about earlier with bringing Kevin on and having great staff here, we can really develop, you know, some philosophies that, you know, really withstand time. And but yet on the other side, understand that we've got to adjust to changes in the game and things that are coming along, and, you know, just be proactive in those ways. So we will have some growth in regards to, you know, the new ownership and with some expansion out to, you know, one of the companies that the new company that owns us owns is Nord Anglia, and Nord Anglia is an educational company around the world. They own 84 schools worldwide. So I think there's going to be some opportunities to take our basketball curriculums and share those out with those schools in different parts of the world. Wow. And I think that's probably, you know, a really exciting opportunity for some of our staff that will have those opportunities.
The other Phil Knight quote comment that, and I got these from our mutual friend Kevin Eastman, is just like, no matter how good a team gets, and your team is extraordinary, there's no finish line. No matter how, even if you won the WNBA championship last night, or the NC2A, or you win the Geico National Championship, there's no finish line. We're always trying to get better. And Brian Nash, you and your team are doing that. I can't wait to come down and see your place since it's grown, and to see all the staff members and stuff, because I think it's so world class, and it's so extraordinary what you do. It's the best in show. It really is, in the world, and that's something you should really be proud of.
No, I appreciate that. Like, it takes a lot of hard work, and we've got a, like I said earlier, we got people that care. I mean, there's a culture here, an environment where they understand what our jobs are every day. And you know, when you love coming to work every day, it doesn't seem like a job, right?
And even on a cool day in beautiful Florida, we still just have a light jacket on. So, Brian, thanks so much, my friend, and good luck this season.
Thanks for the time, Brendan. Appreciate it.